Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports, is proud to present all the excitement of Section 5 high school hoops. Tip-off is just minutes away, and tonight's game is brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, they understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry, contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry, if you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java, family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli, your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw, state-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By The Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center, on the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Now, let's head courtside for pregame coverage with John Carlson.
And tonight we are in Oakfield, Alabama, where the Oakfield, Alabama Hornets will play host to the Letchworth Legends. Hello again, everybody. This is John Carlson. It's high school basketball on TJ Country. It's Letchworth from the Livingston County League and Oakfield, Alabama from the Genesee region. And it's a full house tonight. They've had a day of basketball. They had the boys' JVs first, and then the girls' varsity just concluded a few minutes ago. That one, Oakfield, Alabama, over Letchworth, 52-40. So right now, the Legends under Coach Tyler King come in with a record of no wins, five losses, and the Hornets under Coach Ryan Steller come in with a record of two wins and two losses. Letchworth coming off a tough one on Monday night. Came up on the short end against Perry, 73-51. Before that, they've all their games have been within 6 points. And Oakfield, Alabama comes in tonight off a 77-53 loss against Albion. So it'll be Letchworth and Oakfield coming your way in just a couple minutes. And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take a closer look at the two teams. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen Sea Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen Sea Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw Sea Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team. The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Back at Oakland, Alabama Central School, the Hornets playing host to the Letchworth Legends. The Legends coming in looking for their first victory of the season after five losses. They started the season against Mount Morris, came up on the short end there, 59-54. Then against Danville was 68-62. Lost a close one to Avon, 45-40. And then against Keshequa, they came up on the short end, 61-57. And then the game we had Monday night here on CJ Country, Perry was all over Letchworth, 73-51. So the Legends looking for the first win after the five losses. They come in. They were 8-13 last year. Lost in the first round of the sectionals. And looking, hoping for better things this year. Just off to a rough start. The highlight for Letchworth so far would be Brody Beachell. He has a high score. He has a high game of 33. Also another game of 28 and 22. And some of the other scores for Letchworth the other night. It was Jaden Wright, who had 11 points against Perry. And also Darren Abbott's been in double digits before, as has Caden Sumaritsky. So the Legends looking for their first one tonight. For the Hornets, under Coach Ryan Steller, they were 11-11 last year. They lost in the quarterfinals. They graduated 10 seniors. So they've had a lot of success over the last 2 years here in Oakfield, Alabama. But like I say, 10 seniors is a lot of leadership to lose. So they started out, they won their first game against Lindenville by a count of 70-55. Came back with a loss against Notre Dame of Batavia, 75-37. Then they bounced back with a win over Barker by a count of 47-42. And I mentioned Monday night, they lost to Albion, 77-53. So it's been win-loss for Coach Steller's Hornets, and he's hoping that that'll mean a win tonight against the Legends. You mentioned this is a doubleheader. We had the girls playing earlier, and we have a nice crowd here tonight. A good holiday crowd on hand, and it'll be the Legends. I'll give you the starters now. It'll be Maddox Kelly, the senior. Senior Caden Sumaritsky. Junior Jaden Wright. Sophomore Brody Beachell. And senior Darren Abbott. And for Oakfield, they will be starting senior Trevor Ennis. Freshman Hudson George. Senior Mason Watterson. Junior Bryce Harkness. And junior Liam Gibson. Next broadcast here on CJ Country will be coming your way Tuesday. That's this coming Tuesday, December 30th, will be in Perry. It'll be Pembroke at Perry. And then the following Tuesday, it'll be Pembroke at Letchworth. So the next couple games will involve Pembroke. First at Perry, then at Letchworth. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have first quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you. Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Are you hosting a post-game party this season? Remember, parents who host lose the most. Some parents think it's okay to serve teens alcohol, but in reality, it's unhealthy, unsafe, and illegal. If you make alcohol available or even allow it to be available to teenagers, you can be prosecuted and face fines or jail time. So parents, don't be a party to underage drinking. This message was brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention. To report underage drinking, call the anonymous tip line, 1-800-851-1932, or the Wyoming County Sheriff's Department, 786-2255.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride's scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at WarsawRedemptionCenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us. Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
And we are back at Oakfield Alabama High School. The Hornets playing host to the Letchworth Legends. Just introducing the Legends under Coach Tyler King. We'll give you those starters again. It'll be senior Maddox Kelly, senior Caden Sumariski, junior Jaden Wright, junior Brody Beachel, and also senior Darren Abbott. And for Oakfield, they will be starting freshman Hudson George. Also a senior Trevor Ennis, senior Mason Watterson, junior Bryce Harkness, junior Liam Gibson, and the Hornets under coach Ryan Steller with a record of 2 wins, 2 losses. And we mentioned the Legends under Tyler King, 0 wins, 5 losses. Hornets will be in their home white with the blue and gold trim. And the Legends in their away red with the white and black trim. We mentioned a full house here tonight here in Oakfield at the Hornets Nest. And the Legends are looking for their first victory of the year tonight. Hornets looking to get back into the win column after dropping their last game. It'll be Abbott jumping for Letchworth and Harkness for Oakfield, Alabama. Looks like we're all set to go. And just double checking, looks like with the scores table, make sure you're all good. And we are. And the ball is tossed, and it's knocked into the backcourt, picked up by the Legends. Three-pointer on the way by Beachel off the mark. No good. Oakfield with a long rebound. The outlet pass going in, and we get a block shot as George had it knocked away. Quickly into the other. We go back. We're going back and forth during the first 20 seconds. George with the ball for the Hornets. Looks like Letchworth's going to be, it's going to be their man-to-man defense. Kind of almost look like a 2-3 zone, but just that's just the way Oakfield's setting up on offense. Hornets ball in the front court, and his shot is off the mark, no good, goes out of bounds, and it'll be Letchworth ball. Oakfield will pick up with four-court pressure. Looks like basically a 2-1-2. Couple guards right on the ball, and if there's a problem with the basketball, the referee going over towards the scorer's table. And I think they might be looking for another ball. 7:23 left in the first quarter. And I think that's must be some sort of an issue with the ball. And they'll get another one out of the storage area. So it's kind of funny that after 37 seconds, we'll get a new basketball, but we have one. We're ready to go. And it's going to be a Legends ball to Matt Kelly to inbound. Kelly looking. Gets it into Sumariski. Sumariski into the front court. And standing on the side. Jaden Wright had his foot on the sideline, so it's going to be an Oakfield ball. Inbounds pass comes to Ennis. Ennis being watched closely by Beachel, and they're going to stay a little too closely there. Beachel called for the foul, his first, the team's first. And it'll be Hornets ball on the side. Watterson with the inbounds pass to George. And we got a timeout by Trevor Ennis lost his basketball shoe, and the referee took a timeout. It's going to be Hornets ball. Inbounds pass goes to George. George being watched by Sumariski. George with the ball top of the key. Still has his dribble. He get it over on the right side. Ennis takes it in. Looks underneath. The layup is good. The basket by Harkness. First points of the game go to Oakfield, Alabama. Sumariski will float it over to Kelly, back to Sumariski. Sumariski into the front court, finds Abbott. Abbott finds Beecho. Beecho for three. It's off the mark. No good. Weak side rebound picked off by Watterson. Watterson into the front court. Ticketed into the lane. Reverse layup is no good, but we're going to get a foul call on Lutchworth. I think it's going to go on Abbott. Number 22, Darren Abbott for Lutchworth with a foul. His first, the team second. Going to the line for Oakfield, Alabama, it'll be senior Mason Watterson. Free throw on the way is good. So Watterson with his first. Second free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It will be a Lutchworth ball. Kelly will look to inbound. Kelly floats it into right, right into the front court. Takes it all the way into the lane. Kick it out to Beecho, and he's going to get called for steps. So Brody Beecho called for the travel. And it'll be Oakfield ball. Hornets leading 3-0, 6:31 left first quarter. Watterson with the inbounds pass. They get the ball into the, and it's knocked away. Picked up by Wright. Wright has the ball stolen away by Ennis. Ennis goes in 2-on-1. Reverse layup is good. Trevor Ennis with the steal and the basket. It's Oakfield leading 5-0. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski, ball on the floor. And I think we're going to get a foul call on Oakfield's number 3, Mason Watterson. That'll be his first, the team's first. And it'll be right to inbound for Lutchworth. Legends looking for their first points. And inbounds pass comes to Sumariski. Get it into the lane. Took it out to Wright. Wright skip pass over to Beecho. Beecho, Sumariski, top of the key. Sumariski will get it to Abbott at the foul line. Out to Beecho. Beecho driving in. Now pulls up for the short jumper around the rim and good. Brody Beecho, first points of the game for the Legends. They trail 5-2. Quickly into the front court. Layup no good. They get it back, and we're going to get a foul call on the Legends as it was Liam Gibson with the offensive rebound and putback attempt, a foul call. And that's going to be free throw is no good by Gibson. He'll have one more. Foul call went on Kelly. That'll be his first, the team's third. Gibson's second free throw is no good. So the Hornets have missed three in a row after making their first free throw. And it's 5-2. Oakfield with lead. Inbounds pass to Sumariski. Sumariski finds Abbott. Abbott will get it into the front court to Beecho. Beecho into the corner to Kelly. Abbott. Now Kelly on the left wing. Beecho. Straight on. He hits. Brody Beecho with a second field goal. And it's 5-4 Oakfield to get it into the front court. And Abbott comes up with a ball for Lutchworth. Finds Kelly. Kelly into the front court. Has the ball top of the key over to right on the right corner. Kick it out to Abbott. Abbott will give it to Sumariski. Sumariski top of the key. Abbott in the right, or excuse me, right in the right wing. Gets it to Abbott. Out to Beecho. Beecho skip pass to Wright. Wright takes it into the lane. Lost the handle and goes out of bounds. It's going to be Oakfield ball. Inbounds pass to George. George is a freshman. And he gets the ball into the front court. It's Gibson with it. Gibson, and now the long-range three-pointers off the mark. No good by Watterson. And it's Lutchworth into the front court. Wright taking it into the basket. Reverse layup. No good. Ball knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Oakfield ball. So a lot of up-and-down action, but not a lot of scoring. 5-4. Oakfield with a lead. 4:43 left first quarter. Inbounds pass to Ennis. Ennis will give it to Watterson. Back to Ennis. Ennis into the front court. Has the ball at the foul line. Baseline jumpers off the mark. No good by Gibson. And it's Watterson. Let's fly and hits the three-pointer for Mason Watterson. He has 4 points in the game. It's a four-point Oakfield, Alabama lead. Now it's Kelly. Floats it up to Sumariski. Sumariski finds Abbott. Over to Beecho. Beecho, three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. Tapped out. And picked up by George. George into the front court, up the left side. Takes it down in. Lost the handle. And goes out of bounds. It's going to be Letchworth ball with 4 minutes, 5 seconds left. And we're going to get a substitution for the Legends as Brian Roach will check in and Maddox Kelly will have a rest. Inbounds pass to Wright. Wright facing a double team, gets it into the front court, takes it up the right side, pass underneath, kicked around out of bounds. It'll be Letchworth ball as we're 3:59 left in the first quarter. Oakfield leading 8-4. It'll be Beachill to inbound for the Legends. Beachill floats it into Sumaritsky. Sumaritsky finds Abbott. Over to Beachill on the right side. Beachill skip pass to Wright. Wright will find Abbott. Out to Sumaritsky. Sumaritsky skip pass over to Beachill. Beachill on the right wing. Now takes it to the top of the key. He floats it over to Sumaritsky. Sumaritsky pass to Wright. Wright underneath. Back out. And Aaron Pass goes out of bounds. So it'll be Oakfield ball on the side. Hornets leading 8-4, 3:36 left first quarter. Inbounds pass comes to George. George being watched by Sumaritsky. And George will find Watterson and we'll get a travel call on Watterson. Substitution for Letchworth as Wright will check out and Dylan Duppengeiser will check in. Duppengeiser is just an eighth grader. So he's got the ball against a freshman touching George. And it's Abbott underneath the Duppengeiser. Shot is off the mark. No good. And the Hornets go the other way with it. It's Watterson taking it up the right side. Watterson off the glass. No good. Put back is no good. And Oakfield gets it again. And it's going to be Hornets ball underneath. Fresh 33 on the shot clock. Inbounds pass to George. Three-pointer is good. Hudson George with a three-pointer. It's the second three-pointer for the Hornets. They lead 11-4. Duppengeiser into the front court finds Beachill. Beachill jumper off the rim. Good. Brody Beachill with another basket. He has all of the six Letchworth points so far. Hornets ball in the front court. They kick it out to Watterson. Gets it underneath. Shot is up. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Oakfield, Alabama ball. Dominic West will check in and Gibson will have a rest. It'll be Ennis to inbound for the Hornets. Kelly checking back in for Letchworth and Abbott will have a rest. Ennis looking to inbound. Floated into Watterson. Watterson top of the key. Take it into the lane. Now it's Beachill almost came up with a steal. It's going to be Oakfield ball on the side. So Hornets ball with 2:28 left first quarter. Hornets leading the Legends 11-6. Watterson with the inbounds pass to George. George takes it down to the left side. Now he'll kick it out. Watterson for three. It's good. Three-pointer for Mason Watterson. He has a couple here in the first quarter. 7 points total. Now it's a Duppengeiser with the ball. Takes it into the front court. Pulls up for the jumper. It's off the rim. No good. And it's George with the ball for the Hornets. Hudson George into the front court. Give it over on the left side to Watterson. Watterson. Kick it back out to Ennis. Ennis into the lane. And I think we're going to get an offensive foul call. And it was Maddox Kelly drawing the charge. Foul call will be on Ennis. That's his first, the team's second, and substitution for Letchworth. As Sumaritsky will have a rest, Jaden Wright checking back in for Coach King. It's Legends ball, under 2 minutes left in the first quarter, and I think we'll get a backcourt foul call on the Hornets. That'll be Hudson George with a foul. That'll be his first. And the team's third. Inbounds pass to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser gets the ball into the front court to Beachill. Get it into the corner. And the short jumper is good. The basket by Brian Roach. His first points of the game. It's 14-8. Oakfield to get the ball quickly into the front court. Underneath. Shot is up. No good by Harkness, but he will draw the foul. So Bryce Harkness will head to the line for a couple. And foul call went on Jaden Wright. That'll be his first, the team's fourth. And it'll be the junior, Bryce Harkness, at the line. Harkness with a field goal already. Free throw on the way is no good. He'll have one more. So Hornets struggling from the line. They've missed four in a row after making their first. Harkness' second one is good. So Harkness at 3 points. It's a seven-point Hornets lead. Dupengeiser into the front court for Letchworth. Kicks it over to Wright. Right off the glass. Good. Jaden Wright with a basket. The assist from Dupengeiser. And it's 15-10 Oakfield. Minute left in the first quarter. And it's Watterson underneath. And it's intercepted by Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser finds Wright. Wright will go in for the layup and score. Jaden Wright with back-to-back baskets for the Legends. And now they trail by three with a minute left in the first quarter. It's Hutchins George with the ball. George over on the left side to Watterson. Watterson, they get it into the lane. The running by Harkness is no good. Gets his own rebound. Putback is good. Bryce Harkness with another basket. He has 5 points. Now it's Dupengeiser with the ball. 44 seconds left, first quarter. They get it quickly into the front court. It's Roach with it, and George comes up with a steal, and we're going to get a foul call. That's going to be on Dupengeiser. Coach King not too thrilled with the call, but the referee giving him the explanation. And the foul call on Dupengeiser, his first. And so that's going to be the fifth team foul. And we're going to have free throws coming up for the freshman, Hudson George. George, 3 points in the game. Chance to add to that here. Hornets leading 17-12, 35 seconds left, first quarter. Free throw is good. So Hudson George with his first free throw attempt of the evening. Second free throw is good. Nothing but net. So two in a row for the freshman. 5 points for him. And it's Legends ball right into the lane off the glass. No good. Rebound by Harkness. Harkness to Ennis. Ennis into the front court. 20 seconds left in the quarter. Intercepted. Right up to Beachell. Beachell going for layup, and he will score. Brody Beachell with a basket. Wright with the steal and the assist. 19-14. Oakfield, Alabama with the lead. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Give it to Harkness on the left side. Harkness. Madison. Shot is no good. And putback is no good. At the end of one, it is Oakfield, Alabama 19, Letchworth 14. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
All set for second quarter action here at Oakfield, Alabama High School. The Hornets nest as they play host to the Letchworth Legends. Hornets leading 19-14. And we'll check the starters for Letchworth here in the second quarter. It'll be Sumariski, also Abbott, Kelly, and Oakfield ball underneath. And Harkness shot is no good. Gets it back. Turnaround is good. So Bryce Harkness, 7 points in the game for the Hornets. It's Sarkis. We'll get it into Sumariski. Sumariski up the right side. And they get it to Abbott. Abbott underneath. Unselfish play. And the basket by Jaden Wright. So Wright, 6 points in the game. And it's Hornets ball in the front court. It is George with it. George has the ball top of the key. We'll give it over on the right side to Dominic West. West will find George in the baseline. Jumper off the mark. No good. Rebound ran down by Abbott. Abbott with the outlet pass to Kelly. Kelly up the right side. Swing it over to Sumariski. Sumariski finds right underneath. Kick it back out to Sarkis in the lane. It's picked up by Kelly. Kelly underneath. Kicks it out. And we're going to get a travel call on Letchworth. Substitution for Oakfield as West will check out. And Caleb Sherrick will check in for the Hornets. Hornets ball. It's Ennis with it. Letchworth still playing their man-to-man defense. They get it underneath, and we get a travel call on George. 21-16, Oakfield, Alabama with the lead, and 6:49 left in the first half. It's Sumariski with the ball. Caden Sumariski into the front court. We'll find Wright. Wright left open for a three-pointer, and he hits a three-pointer for Jaden Wright. He has 9 points total, and it's just a two-point Oakfield, Alabama lead. Wright almost comes up with the steal, but it's Madison with it. Over to George. Kick it over. The three-pointer off the mark. No good by Ennis. Gets his own rebound. Now Letchworth comes up with a loose ball. The outlet pass, and now it's Sumariski with it. Sumariski, top of the key. Bounce pass underneath to Wright. Shot is no good, but he draws the foul. So Jaden Wright having a nice first half with 9 points already. Chance to add to that here. Foul call went on Harkness. That'll be his first. And the team's first here in the second quarter. The junior, Jaden Wright, at the line. First free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. That's the first free throw attempt of the evening for the Legends. Hornets were 4 of 8 from the line in the first quarter. Wright gets the ball back for free throw number 2. This one on the way, and it's off the rim. No good. Abbott with a rebound. Finds Wright. Wright in the lane, and the runner is good. So Wright ends up getting 2 points, even though he missed the free throws. And we are tied at 21, 6 minutes left in the first half. It's Watterson with it. And ball pinballed around on the floor. We're going to get a held ball. And possession arrow favors the Legends. Gibson back in for the Hornets in place of Harkness. And it'll be Kelly to inbound for the Legends. Kelly looking to find Sumariski. Sumariski cautiously up the left side. Now takes it into the front court. Takes it all the way down the lane. And we're going to get a foul call. As it was Caden Sumariski going to the line, and he'll shoot a couple. Check the foul there. Oh, they're going to say it. I think it's going to say it's there. It was on number 1, which would be Hutchin George, and that would be his second foul. So Sumariski at the line, and the free throw is nothing but net. George will check out, and Ryan Schnaufer will check in. Sumariski's second free throw is good. So Caden Sumariski, a pair of free throws from the line, and Letchworth has their first lead. It's 23-21. 5.5 left in the first half. Underneath, and a shot as Abbott comes up with a steal. The outlet pass to Sumariski. Sumariski looking for Wright, goes off his hands, but it's ran down, and the layup is good. The basket by Evan Sarkis. A good hustle there by the Legends, and they have taken a 4-point lead. It's Watterson with it, and work the ball around the perimeter. Give it to a Schnaufer. Now Watterson will take it into the lane. Double team there, and we're going to get a travel call. I think we're going to get a timeout, and we'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. 2 floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen.
And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5. And streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
It's Legends Ball as we resume play. Sumbreski will give it to Kelly. And we'll get a foul call on the Hornets. That will go on Sherrick. That'll be his first and the team's third. Lutworth has outscored Oakfield, Alabama by a count of 11-2 so far here in the first almost 3 minutes of the second quarter. Sumariski will look to inbound and looking. Finds Beecher with it. Beecher with the ball, top of the key. Now he'll back it out near midcourt. Give it to Kelly. Kelly tries to find Wright, but it's intercepted by Watterson. Watterson floats it into the front court and gives it to Ennis. Ennis almost had the ball knocked away by Sumariski, but has the ball. Does Ennis on the left wing. Hands it over to Schnoffer. And we're going to get a foul call on Jaden Wright for the Legends. So that is his second. And we'll get substitutions as Roach will check in, as will Dupengeiser. And Kelly and Wright will have a rest. Inbounds pass for the Hornets. Give it to Ennis. Ennis has the ball taken away by Sumariski. Sumariski up the left side still has the ball taken right in. Layup is no good. And we're going to get a foul call on Lutworth. I think it's going to go on Sarkis. No, that's actually it's going to be on Roach. That'll be his first. And it's Hornets ball. It's Ennis with it. And it's being watched by Beecher. Gets the ball into the front court. Still has his dribble. Looking to set the offense up is Ennis. Dribbling near midcourt. Now we'll give it over to Watterson. Kick it over. The three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Ran down. They get it underneath. And short jumpers off the mark. No good. One more time for Gibson. He scores. Liam Gibson with his first points of the game. And it's Dupengeiser with the ball for Lutcher. Dupengeiser has the ball at the foul line. Jumper is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked off by Gibson. Gibson will give it to Watterson. Less than 4 minutes left in the first half. Watterson finds Schnoffer. Schnoffer might have got away with a walk, but he gives it to Watterson. Three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Beechel. And we're getting the foul call in the backcourt. That's going to go on number 11. That'll be Schnoffer with a foul. That'll be his first. And it'll be Lutworth ball. 3:30 left in the half. Legends leading 25-23. Roach will look to inbound. Does so to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser up the left side. Take it into the lane. The runner's off the glass. No good. And rebound picked off by Gibson. Gibson will give it to Ennis. Ennis into the front court for Oakfield, Alabama. Beechel almost almost stole the ball, but Ennis still has the dribble. Now we'll give it over on the left side to Cameron Sumariski, who has checked in, and it's taken away by Caden Sumariski. Sumariski floats it up to Beechel, just a little too tall for him. Goes out of bounds, and it'll be Hornets ball with 3 minutes, 3 seconds left in the second quarter. It will be Watterson with the inbounds pass. He finds Ennis. Ennis being watched by Beechel. Give it back over to Watterson on the left side. Watterson being watched by Dupengeiser. Now it's Ennis. Foul line jumpers off the mark. No good. Rebound picked up by Beechel. And we'll get a foul call on the Hornets. I think that's going to go on Cameron Sumariski. That'll be his first. And we're going to go to the other end for free throws. It'll be Brody Beechel going to the line. Beechel with 8 points in the first quarter. Scoreless so far here in the second quarter, but he can fix that here with two free throws. First one on the way is off the front rim, but falls through. He'll have one more. And for the Legends, Abbott checking back in, and Kaufman will have a rest. Beachill's second free throw is good. Nothing but net that time, so he has an even 10 points. Legend with a four-point lead. Watterson up the left side, being watched by Dupengeiser. Pulls up for the jumper. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound putback is no good. And Abbott coming up with the ball for Letchworth. The outlet pass to Beachill. Beachill into the front court. Take it into the lane. All the way in. Lost the handle and draws the foul. And so Brody Beachill will go right back to the line for the Legends. Foul call went on Harkness, so that is his second. So Harkness and George, two fouls apiece for the Hornets. Beachill's free throw is front of the rim. No good. He'll have one more. Exactly 2:30 left. First half, it's 27-23. And Abbott comes up with a rebound shot. It's no good. Ball on the floor. And I think we're going to get a foul call on Beachill. So Beachill misses the two free throws. And it's Hornets ball. And we'll get a timeout from Coach King. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country. .225 left here in the first half. It is Letchworth leading Oakfield, Alabama 27-23. Legends outscoring the Hornets by a count of 13-4 here in the second quarter to take the four-point lead. And it will be Hornets ball on the side. Foul call on Beachill was his second. So Beachill and Wright, two fouls apiece for the Legends. It's Watterson with the ball in the front court. Finds Snoffer with it. Snoffer will give the ball to Cameron Sumariski. He picks up his dribble, and the ball is Harkness. Will give it back to Sumariski. Goes in. Shot is no good, but he will draw the foul. So it'll be Cameron Sumariski, the sophomore, going to the line. And foul call went on Brian Roach for the Legends. That is his second. So Roach, Beachill, and Wright all two fouls apiece. Sumariski, first free throw, high Arthur, but goes right into net. His first point of the evening. He'll have one more. Kelly checking back in for the Legends. And Roach will have a rest. Second free throw is off the mark, and rebound controlled by Abbott. The outlet pass to Sumariski. It's Caden Sumariski with the ball for Letchworth. Sumariski picks up his dribble. Give it to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser back over to Sumariski. Sumariski driving baseline. Tries to get it underneath to Abbott. Ball goes out of bounds. And Legends will maintain possession. Substitution for the Hornets. Harkness will have a seat as West will check back in. And it's Sarkis into Dupengeiser. High arcing three-pointer is good. So the eighth grader, Dylan Dupengeiser, with his first points of the evening. And it's a five-point lead. And it's Watterson giving it to Gibson. Gibson into the lane. Scoop shot is no good. Rebound grab by Kelly. Kelly to Dupengeiser. Dupengeiser bring it up the left side. Find Sumariski. That's Caden Sumariski. Back to Dupengeiser. And he took a step, extra step, as he started to dribble the ball. So 1:24 left in the first half. 29-24, Letchworth with the lead. It's Cameron Sumariski with the ball. Being guarded closely, he'll find Watterson with it. Watterson, step through is no good. Ball knocked into the corner, picked up, and they get it underneath to Watterson. Shot is up, score the basket, and the foul. So Mason Watterson now up to 9 points in the game. I'll call on Dupengeiser, so that is his second. So four Legends with two fouls apiece. And at the line, it'll be Mason Watterson. Try to complete the three-point play. He does not. Rebound controlled by Abbott. Dupengeiser with the ball. Finds Caden Sumariski. Sumariski floats it over to Kelly. Kelly underneath to Abbott. And a triple team. We'll give it back to Kelly. Kelly into the lane, and we're going to get a call for travel on Kelly. Substitution for the Legends as Becker will check back in. Duppengeiser will have a rest for the last 49 seconds here in the half. It's Watterson with the ball for the Hornets. Watterson into the front court, being watched by Caden Zumaritsky. He'll give it over to Schnaufer. Now it's Watterson with it. Watterson on the right wing. Back out to Schnaufer. They work the ball around the perimeter to Cameron Zumaritsky. Give it to Gibson. Hornets being patient, and it's intercepted by Caden Zumaritsky. He'll go in for the layup, and it's no good. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Legends ball with 22.6 seconds left. Shot clock turned off. And for Letchworth, it'll be Sarkis to inbound. Sarkis looking and gets it into Caden Zumaritsky. He'll dribble it out of trouble. Has the ball top of the key over on the right side. Ball knocked away, picked up by Watterson. Watterson going for a layup, and it is good. Mason Watterson with a basket. He has 11 points. It's a one-point Letchworth lead. 5 seconds left in the half. Sarkis, the runner, is no good. Abbott comes up with a loose ball and unable to cash it in. At the half, it is Letchworth 29, Oakfield, Alabama 28. We'll be back to take a look at your halftime scoring. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Genesee, your path with GCC. GCC offers a number one value for a community college in Western New York and 75 plus academic programs that are transferable too. You'll get hands-on training in their new state-of-the-art labs, including the new welding lab and the advanced manufacturing and skilled trades lab. On-campus student housing is available. Registration is now open. Apply for free online at genesee.edu/apply. Start your journey today.
Days are getting shorter, nights are getting longer, and your thoughts should be going to ready yourself for the winter ahead. Hi, Tony Pekka here for Reisdorf Oil and Propane. If you don't have Reisdorf as your fuel oil and propane supplier, there is still time. Now is a great time to get your furnace or boiler in shape. So don't wait. Find out why more people trust Reisdorf than any other fuel and propane supplier. Family owned and operated since 1953. Call for a price quote today and speak to one of our energy experts. 343-4453.
Good luck to all of our local athletes from Summit Family Dental Care. A smile can brighten your day, and they're here to help make it shine. At Summit Family Dental Care, they are dedicated to providing exceptional care for your entire family. Scheduling your next appointment is easy. Just call their Warsaw or Geneseo location today. Summit Family Dental Care, because your smile matters. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com anytime.
The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customer service. The Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli are proud sponsors of high school sports on CJ Country. Stop into the Warsaw and Bergen C-Stores and Alexander Country Deli and get your gas, snacks, beverages, and lottery tickets. Plus, pick up lunch. Bergen C-Store on Clinton Street Road in Bergen. Warsaw C-Store, Route 19 in Warsaw, and Alexander Country Deli on Main Street in Alexander. Your small town convenience stores and fueling stations with high quality customers. Service. Rob's Glass wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck this season. If it has to do with glass, Rob's Glass should be your first call. They specialize in shower enclosures, new construction and replacement windows, storefronts, mirrors, tabletops, and windshields. Having years of experience in the industry, you can feel confident that Rob's Glass can handle any and all of your glass needs. Give Rob's Glass a call today at their Warsaw office at 786-2568 or their Batavia office at 345-1111 for your next project. Rob's Glass, reflecting excellence since 1984.
With everything life can throw your way, you need someone on your side, someone to watch your back. It's time to put Hearts Insurance on your team.
The independent professionals at Hearts Insurance Agency are experts when it comes to protecting you and your family, your car, truck, or recreational vehicles, your home, business, or farm. Call today for a review of your coverage and a no-obligation quote. Phone 237-2126. Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry. The standard of excellence since 1877.
Back at the half, John Carlson with you. It's high school basketball on CJ Country from Oakfield, Alabama High School. The Hornets trailing the Lutchworth Legends 29-28. And we'll take a look at the scoring first for Lutchworth leading the way in the first half. Two players with 10 points apiece. That would be the Jaden Wright and also Brody Beachel. 3 points for Dylan Duke from Geyser. He had a three-pointer in the second quarter. 2 points apiece for Brian Roach, Evan Sarkis, and Caden Sumaritsky. The Legends scoring 14 in the first quarter, came back with 15 in the second quarter for their total of 29. They are 4 of 8 from the free throw line. And as far as foul trouble goes, they got four players with two fouls apiece. That would be Jaden Wright, Brody Beachel, Brian Roach, and Dylan Dupengeiser. For the Oakfield, Alabama Hornets, they were led in scoring in the first half by Mason Watterson. Watterson with 11 points, 7 in the first, 4 in the second. And also for Oakfield, it was Bryce Harkness with 7 points. He had 5 in the first, 2 in the second. 5 points apiece for, actually 5 points for Hudson George, and then 2 points apiece for Liam Gibson and Trevor Ennis, and 1 point for Cameron Sumaritsky. The Hornets scoring 19 in the first and then just 9 in the second quarter for their total of 28. They are 5 of 11 from the free throw line. And as far as foul trouble for Oakfield, Alabama, it's Hudson George and Bryce Harkness with 2 fouls apiece. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will take a look at some of the standings for the area teams. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Cole Building Solutions specializes in building agricultural and commercial barns and storage. Since 2012, Cole Building Solutions does exceptional work and are now a proud partner with Powerlift Hydraulic Doors of New York to add yet another solution for your building needs. For over 20 years, owner Jesse Cole and his crew have maintained their excellent reputation throughout Western New York and have built many structures across the community. Learn more by calling Cole Building Solutions at 558-4140 or stop in at 3925 Route 19 in Silver Springs.
Good luck, high school athletes from Harding Plumbing and Heating. Now is the time to have your furnace serviced or replaced, and Harding Plumbing and Heating is the company to call. They service Wyoming, Genesee, and Livingston counties and offer free estimates on new installations. From simple plumbing fixes to water treatment and filtration systems and everything in between, no job is too big or too small. And with 24-hour emergency service, you can count on Harding Plumbing. Call 237-5561 or visit hardingplumbing.com.
Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw joins CJ Country in wishing our local high school athletes the best of luck for a successful competitive season. You make all of us proud. At Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw, Joe and Jay are ready to talk to you. You will appreciate their commitment to service and trust. Call them at 786-2424. Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs.
Hats off to our local athletes from the Perry Vets Club. You make your community proud, and they look forward to seeing how far you can go this season and beyond. Many of you may have relatives that are veterans. Remember that military veterans are always welcome at the Perry Vets Club. Membership for veterans is free. Perry Vets Club opens 7 days a week at 64 Lake Street in Perry.
Are you looking for a fantastic investment with great returns? If so, think about orthodontic treatment for you or your child at Salmon Orthodontics. A beautiful smile increases self-confidence and life opportunities. People with nice smiles are perceived to be more intelligent, better leaders, get their desired job more often, and tend to make about 10% more in their compensation. They are orthodontic specialists with Invisalign and traditional braces. So start your journey to a better life by visiting SalmonOrthodontics.com. To find a convenient location near you.
Couple minutes left before we start the second half. Lutchworth leading Oakfield, Alabama 29-28. next broadcast coming your way on Tuesday night. That'll be December 30th. It'll be Pembroke at Perry. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock for that one. Some of the area teams and their records so far this year, starting Class B1, Leroy is the top seed so far. They have a record of 4 wins and 1 loss. Dansville with a record of 4 wins, 2 losses. In Class B2, so far, Avon is the number 5 seed. They have a record of 3 wins, 2 losses. Attica's your 9 seed with a record of 2 wins, 3 losses. Class C1, right now, number 3 is Geneseo with a record of 6 wins, 1 loss. Number 6 is Pembroke with a record of 2-2. We'll have Pembroke a couple times coming up. Number 7 is Cal Mum with a record of 3 wins, 2 losses. Number 12 is Alexander with a record of 1 win and 3 losses. And your 17th seed right now in Class C1 is Letchworth. Legends looking for their first victory of the year after 5 losses. Drop down to Class C2, off to a great start. Number 4 seed Fillmore with a record of 7 wins, no losses. Number 6 seed is Notre Dame of Batavia, 5 wins, 1 loss. Number 7, Perry, 5 wins, 1 loss. Number 8 is Keshequa with a record of 4-2. Number 9 is York with a record of 3-2. Number 10 is right here. That's Oakfield, Alabama. They have a record of 2 wins, 2 losses. Number 12 seed right now in Class C2 is Pavilion with a record of 3 wins and 4 losses. And the number 15 seed in Class C2 is the Warsaw Tigers, looking for their first victory of the year. They've lost 7 so far. Check the starters in the second half for the Hornets. That'll be their same starting five. That'll be Ennis, George, Watterson, Harkness, and Gibson. Letchworth will counter with their starting five of Kelly, Sumariski, Wright, Beachel, and Abbott. It's Hornets ball, and it's Ennis with it. Ennis being watched by Beachel. Give the ball over the right side to Watterson. Get it underneath, and reverse layup is good. Liam Gibson with a basket. And Oakfield back in front, 30-29. Sumariski with the ball, and he gets it over to Beachel. Finds Kelly in the left baseline. Back to Beachel. Over to Sumariski. Sumariski underneath to Kelly. Off the glass, no good. Tries to get his own rebound. Ball in the air, tapped out. And it's Oakfield coming up with it. They will get a layup, and it's a basket for Mason Watterson. So Oakfield with a good start, scoring the first 4 points in the first 45 seconds. Kelly with the ball, gets it under to Abbott. Kick it out to Sumariski. Sumariski over to Wright on the right wing. And it's intercepted by the Hornets. Ennis coming up with the ball. The senior Trevor Ennis in the front court, top of the key. Now picks up his dribble. He'll give it over to Watterson. Watterson for 3, it hits. And that's going to get a timeout from Coach King after Oakfield with the first 7 points. And we're going to take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Looking for a great career close to home? Creative Food Ingredients in Perry has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees, including packers, machine operators, mixer and oven operators, warehouse and maintenance workers. They offer competitive pay and great benefits, including annual bonus, shift differentials, medical, dental, and vision insurance, 401k with company match, paid time off, and more. Fill out an application at Creative Food Ingredients on Lincoln Avenue in Perry, or apply today at creativefoods.com. Creative Food Ingredients is proud to support our local athletes.
Oakfield, Alabama 35 and Letchworth 29, 6:45 left third quarter. Hornets with 7 points in a row to start the second half, and near steal goes out of bounds. It'll be Letchworth ball.
That's a good hit, Mason.
And 26 on the shot clock. It will be Sumariski to inbound. Sumariski looking, and gets it into Abbott. Abbott back to Sumariski. He finds Beachel on the right side. Beachel into the lane. Floater is no good, but he draws the foul. So Brody Beachel go to the line, shoot a couple of free throws, and looks like it's going to go on Harkness. So Bryce Harkness fouls his third. He is the first player for either team to get 3 fouls. At the line, it is Brody Beachel. The sophomore's first free throw is good, so Beachel 3 of 5 from the line, and he is your leading scorer for Letchworth with 11 points. 6:32 left, third quarter. Beachell, second free throw, good. Quickly into the front court is Watterson. Watterson takes it all the way down the lane. Shot is no good. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hornets ball. Substitution for the Hornets. Sharik checking back in. Harkness will have a rest with those three fouls. It'll be Watterson to inbound. Dussel takes a return pass. Three-pointer is good. Mason Watterson. 8 points in the quarter. 19 in the game. Beachell open for three, and it's off the mark. No good. Long rebound. Tapped out. Picked up by Sumaritsky. Caden Sumaritsky with the ball. Double team. Give it to Abbott. Abbott, and the shot is no good. Rebound picked off by Watterson. Intercepted by Wright. Wright will go in for a layup, and it is good. Jaden Wright with a basket. And it's a 5-point Oakfield lead. Quickly into the front court. It is Watterson going in for a layup. Letchworth not getting back quickly enough on defense, and the foul call will go on Abbott. So Darren Abbott with the foul, that is his second. The team's first here in the third quarter, and Mason Watterson back at the line. Free throw is no good. Watterson now just 1 of 4 from the line. And the Hornets as a team are just 5 of 12, so less than 50% for the Hornets. Second free throw is good. So 1 of 2. 9 points in the quarter. And 20 points in the game for Mason Watterson. Sumaritsky will give it to Duppengeiser. Over on the left side to Kelly. Floats it over to Duppengeiser. Now it's Beachell driving baseline. Off the glass and good. Brody Beachell with a basket. He has 14. And it's a 4-point Oakfield, Alabama lead. George will kick it out. Takes the return pass and a layup by Trevor Ennis. So Ennis now with 4 points in the game. Beachell with the ball for Letchworth to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser will take it over to Beachell. Baseline jumper, good. Brody Beachell up to 16 points in the game. It's George with the ball. Hudson George being watched by Duppengeiser. He'll give it to Ennis. Ennis with the ball, top of the key. Couple dribbles. Now he'll take it into the lane. Shot is no good. Looking for a foul. Coach Steller looking for a foul as well, but no call. And it's going to be Oldfield ball. Watterson inbounds pass, and the layup by Gibson, no good. Rebound to Kelly, he got fouled. And this one is going to be called on Oakfield. So Kelly with a rebound, draws the foul in the backcourt. And it is on Watterson, so that is his second. Duppengeiser takes the inbounds pass for the Legends into the front court. Now Duppengeiser gets it underneath to Beachell all alone. And Brody Beachell with a basket, the assist by Duppengeiser. It's Watterson into the front court for the Hornets. Has the ball on the right wing. Kick it over to Ennis. Ennis cut off in the lane, and the shot is up. No good. Rebound grab by Abbott. Abbott will give it to Duppengeiser. Oakfield a 2-point lead. 4 minutes left in the third quarter. Duppengeiser into the lane. Floater is good. Dylan Duppengeiser now with 5 points in the game. And he's going to pick up a foul, as was Hutchin George with the ball. Fouling Duppengeiser, that'll be his third. So Duppengeiser is the first Legend to hit three fouls. And now he'll take a break, as was Maddox Kelly. Sarkis will check in, as will Roach. Shot is off the mark. No good by Watterson, but he was able to draw the foul. And it'll be Mason Watterson back to the line. Foul call went on Abbott. That is his third. So some foul trouble for Abbott with three, and Wright three. Free throw attempt by Watterson off the mark. He'll have one more. Kaufman checking in. Abbott will have a rest. And Watterson's Second free throw is good. So one of two for Watterson. He has 10 points in the quarter. 21 points overall. Beecho underneath. They kick it back out to Sumariski. Sumariski worked the ball around the perimeter to Beecho. Beecho to get it underneath, and shots off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed by George. George up the left side for the Hornets. Takes it right down the lane. Scoop shot is no good. Rebound grabbed by Kaufman. The outlet pass to Sumariski. Sumariski into the front court, knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Lutris ball, but first we're going to get a timeout from Coach Steller. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. You try.
Brought to you by Wyoming County Partners for Prevention.
3:30 left in the third quarter. It is Oakfield, Alabama, 42, Lutris 41, and it is Legends ball. Sumariski with the ball. Caden Sumariski for the Legends. Kick the ball around the perimeter. Beechel on the left side. Beechel has the ball on the wing, and we get a travel call on Beechel. So they're going to say he took a step before he started dribbling, and it's going to be Oakfield ball. Inbounds pass to Ennis. Ennis being watched by Beechel. Now picks up his dribble. Give it over on the left side to Watterson. Three-pointer off the mark. No good. Long rebound picked up by Watterson. Kick it back out. Shot is no good. Ball on the floor again. Sumariski with the outlet pass to Beechel. Beechel will go in for layup, and he will score. Beechel with a basket. The assist by Sumariski. And Lutcher back in front, 43-42. Hornets ball. It's Watterson. Watterson in for the lane. The floater is no good. Rebound grabbed by Kaufman. The outlet pass to Beechel. Beechel will take it down the lane and some traffic. Shot is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Ennis. Ennis the pass up to Watterson. Three-pointer is good. The three-pointer for Mason Watterson. Having a huge quarter for Oakfield, Alabama. Now it's Sumariski. Give it to Kaufman. Kaufman out to Beechel. Beechel thought about it. Now he'll kick it back out. Shot is on the way and good. The three-pointer for Brian Roach. His second basket of the game. He has 5 points total. It's Lutcher back in front by one. 2 minutes left, third quarter. Hornets ball. And it's Watterson. Give it over to Ennis. Ennis into the lane. They kick it out. Over on the right side, Watterson again for three. It's around the rim and out. And the rebound to Roach. The outlet pass to Beechel. Beechel into the front court. He's going to pull up with the three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound by Watterson. Careful there, but almost a double dribble, but is able to give it up to Ennis. Ennis into the front court. Minute and a half left, third quarter. He finds George with the ball. Now it's Ennis. Ennis into the lane. Floaters off the mark. No good. And Letchworth, it's Beechel going the other way. Beechel right down the lane. The floater is good. Brody Beechel with another basket. He has 12 points in the quarter and 22 in the game. So Beechel and Watterson putting on a show for the respective teams. It's Ennis with the ball for the Hornets. We go into 1 minute left, third quarter. He'll hand it out to Harkness. Now they work the ball around the perimeter to Watterson. Ennis straight on three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. Oakfield gets the rebound, but it's taken away. Now they get it back. Ennis shot is no good. And rebound grabbed by Roach. He finds Beechel. Beechel into the front court. Take it right down the lane. The floater around the rim and good. Brody Beechel, another basket. It's a five-point Lutcher lead. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. Foul line jumper around the rim and out. And rebound grabbed by Sumariski. Sumariski in the front court for Lutcher. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Give it out to Beachel. Beachel, no hurry. 7 seconds left to Sumarisky. Sumarisky into the corner. Give it back out. Now it's Beachel. 1 second left. Lost the handle. Looking for a foul. No call. At the end of three, it is Letchworth 50, Oakfield 45. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
Best of luck to our local sports teams from Ott's Collision Service in Warsaw. Ott's handles your ride, scheduled maintenance, mechanical repairs, and tires. And should you get in an accident, Ott's will restore your vehicle to look as good as new. Serving CJ Country with quality work since 1957. Ott's Collision Service on Route 19 just south of Warsaw. Call 786-5810.
Whether you have a couple of cans rattling around your car or 1,000 cluttering up your garage, collect them up and bring them into Warsaw Redemption Center, where the friendly staff makes the process of redeeming for your nickel deposit quick and easy. And Warsaw Redemption Center is conveniently located in the parking lot of Family Life Church in Warsaw, right on your way to Tops and Walmart. Learn more online at warsawredemptioncenter.com. Proud sponsors of high school sports.
Back from Oakfield, Alabama Central School. The Hornets playing host to the Letchworth Legends, and Letchworth leading after three, 50-45. High scoring third quarter. Letchworth with a 21 and Oakfield 17, leading the way for Letchworth in that third quarter. It was Brody Beachel. He had 14 points. He's got 24 overall for Oakfield in the third quarter. It was Mason Watterson with 13, and he has 24 overall. And it's going to be Letchworth ball to start the fourth quarter, a five-point lead. Legends looking to close out their first victory of the season. The inbounds pass comes to Jaden Wright. Wright with three fouls. He sat out a decent chunk of that third quarter. Gets it in to Kelly. Back out to Wright. Wright for three. It's off the mark. No good. Abbott with a rebound, but they're going to call him for going over the back. I think that's a fourth foul for Abbott, so he'll check out. Trenton Kaufman will check back in for the Legends. So on the floor for Letchworth right now, it is Sarkis, Roach, Wright, Kaufman, and also Kelly. Hornets ball. It's Ennis with it. Ennis into the lane. Might have got away with steps. Shot is no good. Comes out to George, and he hits. Hudson George with the basket. He has 7 points. It's Legends ball, and they get it into the corner to Kelly. Kelly driving baseline. Going to get a blocking foul on Oakfield. That's going to be on Harkness, so that'll be his fourth. So Harkness and Abbott, the big men for the respective teams, both with four fouls. And it's going to be Letchworth ball. They get it right into Kaufman. Kaufman, give it, and the shot is good. Score the basket and the foul. It was Brian Roach with a foul line jumper, and he was fouled on it as well. And the foul call went on Hudson George. That is his third. So Harkness will have a rest. And checking in for Oakfield is Schnaufer. That second and the free throw on the way is good. So the three-point play for Brian Roach. He has 8 points in the game. And it's a six-point Letchworth lead. 7:10 left in the fourth quarter. It's Ennis with the ball on the left wing. Get it in the corner to Schnaufer. Out to Ennis. Ennis back to Schnaufer. They get it in the corner. And it's Sumarisky. Almost traveled. Gets it out to Watterson. And the shot rejected by Kaufman. And picked up. It's a Legends ball. And it is Roach with it. Roach will give it to Wright. Right down the lane. Shot is no good. But we're going to get a foul call on the Hornets. And Coach Steller is going to take a timeout. And we will take a timeout as well. You're listening to high school basketball on CJ Country.
As in sports, we all need a game plan for life. We set goals, celebrate achievements, and share the good and bad times with those around us. In sports, we count on our teammates. In life, it's our family and friends who are there for us.
Since 1919, Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw has been an established family friend. When it's time to discuss your at-need or pre-need funeral arrangements, call or visit Brian Kaczmarek at Weeks Funeral Home at the Monument in downtown Warsaw. 786-2200 or visit online at weeksfuneral.com.
Back in Oakfield, Alabama High School, where the Lutworth Legends leading the Hornets 53-47. 6:41 left here in the fourth quarter. Next broadcast coming your way will be on Tuesday. That'll be Pembroke at Perry. Next Legends broadcast will be coming your way on Tuesday, January 6th. That would be Pembroke at Lutworth. We also are coming up on Friday, January 16th. We have Lutworth at Cal Mom. And one more Lutworth game to give you right away on Thursday, January 22nd, Lutworth at Avon. Legends on the floor. It's Jaden Wright will go to the line, shoot a couple. Wright on the floor for Lutworth, along with Sarkis, Roach, Kaufman, and also Kelly. Wright's free throw is off the rim, gets a friendly roll, it's good. Wright is now 1 of 3 from the line, and he has a total of 13 points. And the second free throw is good. So Wright hits them both, and it's now an 8-point Lutworth lead. That's their largest lead of the game. And it's Watterson into the front court, double team. He'll give up the dribble to George. Hudson George with the ball. Over on the left side, three-pointers off the mark. Rebound picked off by Watterson off the glass. It is no good. Kaufman with the outlet pass to Kelly. Kelly will take it right down in. Lost the handle, lost the ball. Oakfield goes the other way. It is Ennis going in for the layup. It is no good, but he will draw the foul. So Trevor Ennis will go to the line for the Hornets. Be his first trip to the line. Foul call went on Roach. That'll be his third. The team's second here in the fourth quarter. First free throw, nothing but net there for Trevor Ennis. The senior. Now Beachel checking back in, as will Sumariski. And it is Sarkis and Roach having a rest for Coach King. Second call, or second free throw for Ennis on the way is off the mark. No good. Rebound grabbed by Kaufman. Kaufman will give it to Beachel. Beachel, 24 points in the game. Just had a little rest there. He gives it to Wright. Back over to Beachel. Beachel floats it in to Kelly. Kelly off the glass. It is no good. Tough break there. And it is Hornets ball. It's Cameron Sumariski, a little too tall. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Lutworth ball. And we're going to get a substitution for Lutworth. Kaufman will have a rest. And Roach will check back in for the Legends. Now it's Beachel with the ball in the front court. Finds Kelly. Now it's Caden Sumariski into the lane. The runner is knocked away, but it comes to Beachel. Beachel in the lane. The floater, good. Brody Beachel now with 26 points in the game. And it's now a 9-point Lutworth lead. Ennis with the ball. Get it to Watterson over on the right side. Double team, triple team, and Watterson has it open. Three-pointer. It's around the rim and out. Rebound to Caden Sumariski. Finds Beachel. Beachel into the front court. He'll pull up for a three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound is controlled by Oakfield. It's Schnaufer with the ball for the Hornets. Gets it into the front court with 5 minutes left. It's a 9-point Legends lead. Gives it over to Ennis. Now it's George driving baseline. Finds Watterson. Watterson step back three-pointer. It's off the mark. No good. And Wright with a block shot off the attempt by Schnaufer. Goes out of bounds. Now Duppengeiser will check in for the Legends. Beachel will have a rest. And it's going to be Hornets ball. Watterson looking to inbound. Does so to Ennis. Ennis into the lane. And we get a travel call on Ennis. So steps call there. Good defense by Lutris number 11, Brian Roach, that time. It's Suvariski with the ball for the Legends. 9-point Lutris lead, under 5 minutes left. He'll find Roach. Roach will hand it to Duppengeiser. Duppengeiser into the lane. Kick it out to Kelly. Kelly for three. It's off the mark. No good. Long rebound going the other way. It is Watterson. Make that. George lost the handle. Lutris gets the ball back. It's Wright with it. Wright. Shot is up. No good. Rebound to Kelly. His shot is blocked from behind by Gibson. The outlet pass. And it's Ennis with it. Ennis right down the lane. And shot is no good. We'll get a foul call, and that's going to go on number 12 for Lutris. That'll be Duppengeiser. That'll be his fourth. And going to the line for Oakfield. They trail by 9 with 4:12 left. It is Trevor Ennis. Free throw is no good. Ennis with 5 points in the game. Duppengeiser will have a rest. Beachel right back in. For the Legends, Duppengeiser leading the way with 26. For the Legends, for the Hornets, it's Matt Watterson with 24. Second free throw is good, so Ennis, 1 of 2. And we'll get some substitutions. As Kelly will check back in, Roach will have a rest. Oakfield will pick up some full court pressure. And it's Kelly looking to inbound. Floats it into right. Right neatly into the front court. Bounce pass underneath. And a nice pass. And Abbott with a nice catch and basket. So it's now a 10-point Lutris lead. 4 minutes left. It's Watterson into the lane. Off the glass. And good. Mason Watterson with a basket. We're going to get a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Country Kitchen in Perry wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck. Country Kitchen Restaurant has terrific specials every day, so you can have the best breakfast, a finger-licking lunch, and a delicious dinner. What? You want it to go? No problem. And speaking of getting something to go, did you know they have terrific pizza and wing specials? Country Kitchen Restaurant, 34 South Main Street in Perry. Hey, why not call and order a pizza right now? Call 237-5640.
3:56 left in the fourth quarter. It is Lutris 59, Oakfield, Alabama 51. Legends having a nice second half. They've outscored Oakfield in the second half by a count of 30-23. And leading the way for the Legends so far tonight, Brody Beachel with 26 points. He had 14 in the third quarter. Also for Lutris, Jaden Wright has 14. For Oakfield, it's been Mason Watterson. He has 26 points total, including he had 13 in the third quarter, and none of the other Hornets are in double digits yet. So it'll be Legends ball with 3:56 left after the timeout by Coach Steller. Oakfield looking to set up with their full court pressure, and it'll be Kelly to inbound. Does so to Wright, right into the front court for the Legends. Wright. Kicks it into the lane, off the glass, no good. Abbott with a rebound, kicks it out to Beachel. Beachel into the lane, lost the handle, and Wright lost the ball. So unfortunate for Lutris. They got the offensive rebound, but unable to do anything with it. So it's an 8-point Legends lead with 3:43 left. Inbounds pass comes to Ennis. Ennis into the front court, being watched by Beachel. Lutris playing man-to-man defense. Give the ball on the right side to George. George will give it to Harkness. Gibson hits the three-pointer. Liam Gibson with his first three-pointer of the night. He has 7 points. It's back to a 5-point Oakfield, Alabama lead. Now it's Beachel with it. Beachel down the lane. Lost. Look. Oh, he scores the basket and the foul. Outstanding play by Brody Beachel. Almost looked like he lost the handle going up, but is able to make the basket. And the 7-point Legends lead foul call went on Mason Watterson. So that is his third. So Watterson, George, and Harkness, all three fouls apiece. And it's Beachel at the line. Free throw is good. Brody Beachel, outstanding game. 29 points for the Legends. They lead by 8, just over 3 minutes left. And it's George. Finds Gibson. Gibson on the right side. We'll give it to Ennis. Ennis. Gibson underneath. Lost the handle but gets it back. Now Gibson will give it to George. George underneath to Gibson and the basket. Good patience there by Oakfield, Alabama. Gibson with the basket. He now has 9 points. It's a 6-point lead for Lettrell. Beecher with the ball. Being watched by Watterson. Take it into the lane. Floater is no good. Goes out of bounds. Beecher looking for a foul. No call. And it's going to be Oakfield, Alabama ball. 6-point lead with 2:36 left. Inbounds pass. Good attempt at a steal there by Wright, but stays out of bounds. And it's going to be Hornets ball, but first Coach Steller is going to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming wishes all of our local athletes the best of luck for a productive season. Did you know that cow comfort is essential to milk production? A healthy cow is a profitable cow. Hendrickson's has been in the hoof trimming business for over 40 years. For the health of your herd, contact Zane at Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming at 269-9587. That's 269-9587. Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming, a proud sponsor of high school sports on CJ Country.
2:35 left in the fourth quarter. It is the Lettreth Legends over the Oakfield, Alabama Hornets by a count of 62-56. Lettreth has led by as many as 10 points here in the fourth quarter, trying to get their first win of the season for Coach Tyler King. And they have been led in scoring tonight by Brody Beachell. He has 29 points, 19 here in the second half. And the Hornets trying to find their way back, trailing by 6, 2:35 left. It'll be their ball. And the Hornets have their original starting five of Harkness, Gibson, Watterson, George, and Ennis. Watterson, 26 points in the game for the Hornets. Inbounds pass comes to Watterson. Watterson being watched by Sumariski. Takes it into the front court. Has the ball top of the key. Over on the right side to Ennis. Ennis cut off. Looking for some help. Give it to Gibson. Gibson thought about it. Give it back to Ennis. 2:20 left. 15 on the shot clock. And Ennis, the floater, is off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Put back good. Trevor Ennis with a basket. He has 4 points in the quarter. 8 points total. Inbounds pass comes to Wright. Knocked out of bounds by George. It'll be Lettreth ball on the side. So just a 4-point lead now by the Legends and 2 minutes, 6 seconds left. Wright will inbound. And they get the inbounds pass to Abbott. Abbott will give it back to Sumariski. Sumariski into the front court with 2 minutes left. Takes it down the lane. Still has the dribble. Now kicks it out to Abbott. And it's Wright with it. Finds Sumariski all alone. And he draws the foul. As Wright with a pass. And it'll be Caden Sumariski going to the line for the Legends. 2 of 2 from the line so far. Foul call went on Gibson. That'll be his first. The team's fifth. Free throw for Sumariski off the back of the iron. No good. He'll have one more. Caden Sumariski, senior for the Legends. He'll have one more free throw here. And this one is off the rim. Good. So Sumariski, 1 of 2. It's a 5-point Lettreth lead. Wright almost come up with the steal again. Outstanding defense by Jaden Wright this evening. And they will. Wright would be watching Watterson. Inbounds pass, and it's Ennis with it. Ennis into the front court for the Hornets. 1:45 left. Hornets trailing by 5. Ennis with the ball on the left side. Gets a screen. Now picks up his dribble. Gives it to Gibson. Gibson. Bounce pass underneath. And Lettreth comes up with a steal. It is Beachell with it. Beachell into the front court. Now he'll be patient with it. Passes it over to Kelly. Kelly looking for some help. Finds Sumariski. Sumariski in the lane is going to draw a foul. So Caden Sumariski will go back to the line for the Legends. And the foul call went on Gibson. That is his second. And at the line for Lettreth, it will be Caden Sumariski. Sumariski 3 of 4 from the line so far. And make that 4 of 5. Nothing but net there. And Schnaufer back on for the Hornets in place of Gibson. 121 left. It's a 6-point Legends lead. Sumariski's second free throw. Good. So nothing but net for the senior, Caden Sumariski. 3 of 4 from the line here in the fourth quarter. And it's Hornets ball. And it is George with it. George, top of the key, looking for some help. Now we'll give it to Harkness. Harkness back to George. Off his hands, out of bounds. And Coach Steller will take a timeout. 1 minute, 6 seconds left. It is Letchworth leading Oakfield, Alabama, 65-58. An outstanding effort for the Legends so far tonight. Brody Beachell leading the way with 29 points as the Legends looking to close their first victory of the year for Coach Tyler King. They've been right there. Their first four games, the Legends lost by 5, lost by 6, lost by 5, and lost by 4. They did run to a buzzsaw Monday night against Perry. They came up on the short end 73-51, but Perry's been playing very good ball so far this season. Yellow Jackets are 5-1, and they will be hosting our next game here on CJ Country. It'll be Tuesday night. It'll be Pembroke at Perry. Tip time should be about 7 o'clock. So it's 65-58, 1 minute, 6 seconds left. Coach Steller taking a timeout. They really need a turnover now. Do the Hornets. Watterson back on the floor along with Ennis, George, Schnaufer, and Gibson. Letchworth will counter with Abbott, Wright, Beachell, Sumariski, and Kelly. And it's going to be Legends ball in the backcourt. It'll be Kelly to inbound. Kelly looking, and he's going to throw it to Wright downfield. And Wright will go in for a layup. It is no good. Rebound, Sumariski. Putback is no good. And it is Oakfield ball up the left side. In the lane, the shot is up. No good. Rebound grab by Abbott. And we're going to get a foul call. So Oakfield had a chance, Oakfield, Alabama, a chance to close the deficit to 5. Going to the other end, it will be Darren Abbott. Foul call went on Schnaufer. That is his second foul. And it'll be the senior, Darren Abbott, at the line for the Legends. It'll be his first trip to the line this evening. Free throw is good. Look, good form there by the senior Abbott. 3 points, all of them here in the fourth quarter. And Letchworth drawing closer to their first win of the season with 54 seconds left and an 8-point lead. And it's off the rim, no good. Long rebound picked up by Kelly. He'll give it back to Sumariski. Sumariski, no hurry. Lost the handle, though, and it's picked up by Ennis. Ennis will bring the ball into the front court. 43 seconds left. Time's a wasting for the Hornets. Watterson for 3. Off the rim. No good. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be a Letchworth ball. 8-point Legends lead. And looks like we're going to get a timeout from Coach King with 35.7 seconds left. Legends leading 66-58. And Coach King just wants to go over some of the basics here with that 8-point lead. And they're shooting well from the free throw line when it counts here in the fourth quarter. Caden Sumariski, 3 of 4. Jaden Wright, 2 of 2. Brody Beachell, 1 of 1. Brian Roach, 1 of 1. And Darren Abbott, 1 of 2. The Legends have outscored the Hornets by a count of 16-13 here in the fourth quarter. It was Oakfield, Alabama by 5 after the first quarter. At the half, Letchworth by 1, Letchworth by 5 after 3. And now they have the 8-point lead and the ball with 35.7 seconds left. And for the Legends, they'll have their starting 5 back out on the floor. It'll be Kelly to inbound. So Kelly, Sumariski, Abbott, Wright, and Beachell. Kelly will look to inbound and a long pass to Sumariski. Sumariski going for a layup. No good. It's blocked. Good. And It was blocked. Good hustle back there by Ennis. They're going to say it actually went off the hands of Sumariski. So 33 seconds left. 8-point Oakfield Alabama lead. Watterson with the inbounds pass. George into the front court. George, kick it out. The three-pointer is off the mark. No good. Rebound. Gibson runs it down. Gives it to Watterson. Watterson into the lane underneath the Gibson. Off the glass and good. The basket by Liam Gibson. Just 18 seconds left. And it's a 6-point Letchworth lead. So it's not a done deal yet for the Legends, as they've had a couple chances to extend the lead here in the fourth quarter, unable to do so. I mentioned they're shooting the ball pretty well with the free throws here in the fourth quarter, and looking to close out their first victory of the year. Next game for Letchworth, they will be playing in the Attica tournament. I think they're going to be playing the Blue Devils on January 2nd, I believe. So in that tournament, it's Letchworth, Wayland, Cohocton, and Attica. And there's one other team, but not listed on this paper that I'm looking at. So that'll be Letchworth's next game. That'll be coming up next Friday, January 2nd. So the Legends looking to close 2025 with their first victory of the year. And they will have the ball. Hornets are waiting on the floor, and they will pick up with the four-court pressure again. And it's going to be Kelly to inbound again for the Legends. Kelly will get it into Beecho. Beecho will be fouled in the backcourt. So Beecho draws the foul with 16 and a half seconds left, and a 6-point Letchworth lead. And Brody Beecho going to the line. He is 5 of 7 for the line so far this evening. And the sophomore free throw is good. So Beecho with an even 30 points after that made free throw. And it's a 7-point Legends lead. Second free throw is off the rim, and it's Abbott with the rebound. Kicks it out to Sumariski, and we'll get a foul call. So a nice timely offensive rebound there by Darren Abbott, and it'll be Caden Sumariski back at the line, and 12.2 seconds left. Legends leading by 7. Around the rim and out for Sumariski. He'll have one more. Sumariski, 3 of 5 from the line in the fourth quarter. 5 of 7 overall. Second free throw is off the rim. No good. Rebound picked up. Watterson with it. Watterson in the front court. And Ennis, 3-pointer, is off the glass and good. Trevor Ennis with a basket. 4-point lead with 1.9 seconds left. And looks like Oakfield, Alabama, is going to run out of time. They've made it interesting. They trailed by as much as 10, cut it to 4. And it's Beecho at the line. And Kaufman's going to check in. Abbott looks like he might have a bloody lip. So he is going to get some attention. And the shot for Beecho is good. Cody Beecho with a basket and a 5-point lead with just 1.9 seconds left. Second free throw, good. Beecho hits them both. And that is going to do it. The final score, Letchworth 69, Oakfield, Alabama 63. We'll be back to take a look at the final scoring. You're listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Special news alert. The Firing Pin 2.0 is finally open. It's been a long 2 years since the fire and operating out of a storage shed, but it's finally here and bigger and better than ever. Brandon and his crew are extremely excited for you to see their spectacular new facility that will thrill any gun enthusiast. Two floors of everything guns, plus a state-of-the-art indoor firing range. The Firing Pin would like to thank all of their loyal customers for supporting them during these trying times and invite you to come enjoy and be a part of the brand new Firing Pin, Route 33 in Bergen.
And the Firing Pin wishes all of our local high school sports teams a bullseye of a season.
WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Avon, Arcade, and Geneseo. 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, 105.5, and streaming at WCJW.com. Western New York, CJ Country.
Back from Oakfield, Alabama High School, where the Lutchworth Legends have defeated the Hornets 69-63. We'll run down the scoring force for Legends. The Lutchworth Legends, it was Brody Beachell with 33 points. Jaden Wright with 14. Ryan Roach with 8. 5 points apiece for Dylan Dupengeiser. And also Caden Sumariski. 3 points for Darren Abbott. And 2 points for Evan Sarkis. The Legends under Coach Tyler King improved to 1 win and 5 losses. The Hornets under Coach Ryan Steller fall to a record of 2 wins, 3 losses. They were led in scoring tonight by Mason Watterson with 26. 11 points apiece for Trevor Ennis and Leon Gibson. 7 points apiece for Bryce Harkness, Hudson George, and 1 point for Cameron Sumariski. Next broadcast coming away on Tuesday night, it will be Pembroke at Perry. I'd like to thank Pete for all he does back at the studio. This has been John Carlson. You've been listening to High School Basketball on CJ Country.
Section 5 High School Basketball on CJ Country has been brought to you by
SUNY GCC. Discover all they have to offer at genesee.edu. By Partners for Prevention, helping the community prevent underage drinking, gambling, and substance abuse. By Summit Family Dental Care in Warsaw and Geneseo. Visit summitfamilydentalcare.com because your smile matters. By Hearts Insurance Agency in Perry, the standard of excellence since 1877. By Robinson and Hackamer Funeral Home in Warsaw. They understand your needs. By Harding Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, serving CJ Country for more than 45 years. By Rob's Glass in Warsaw and Batavia, reflecting excellence since 1984. By Salmon Orthodontics, start your journey to a better life by visiting salmonorthodontics.com. By Country Kitchen in Perry, for the best breakfast, finger-licking lunch, and delicious dinners. By the Perry Vets Club, welcoming all military veterans with free membership. By Weeks Funeral Home in Warsaw, an established family friend since 1919. By Cole Building Solutions in Silver Springs, specializing in commercial barns and storage since 2012. By Hendrickson's Hoof Trimming in Perry. Contact Zane at 269-9587. By Creative Food Ingredients in Perry. If you're looking for a great career, Creative Food Ingredients has immediate openings for entry-level and experienced employees. By Reisdorf Oil and Propane in Warsaw, Batavia, and North Java. Family-owned and operated since 1953. By Warsaw Sea Store and Virgin Sea Store and Alexander Country Deli. Your small-town convenience store and fueling station. By Ott's Collision in Warsaw. State-of-the-art collision and mechanical work. Let Ott's get your vehicle back in the game. By the Firing Pin in Virgin, Western New York's premier shooting range, gun shop, and training center. And by Warsaw Redemption Center. On the web at warsawredemptioncenter.com.
Catch sports podcasts of all this season's games online at WCJW.com. And join us weekdays for the latest news and scores, mornings and afternoons, on the CJ Section 5 Update with Jimmy Jack. Section 5 Basketball is a presentation of Western New York CJ Country, your home for high school sports.